feeling is via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, anger, frustration, and sadness over the decision not to charge Kentucky police officers for Breonna Taylor's death has poured into America's streets. Activists, celebrities, and everyday Americans have been calling for charges since Taylor was shot multiple times by white officers who entered her home during a narcotics investigation in March. Taylor is black. While the officers had a no-knock warrant, State Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the investigation shows they announced themselves before entering. One officer was charged with wanton endangerment. Meanwhile, police in the state of Oregon's largest city, Portland, declared a crowd in front of the city's police headquarters a riot late Wednesday as the demonstrators assembled to protest the grand jury's decision. Police warned the group to leave over a loudspeaker before using crowd control measures such as smoke and munitions to clear the area. According to videos from witnesses posted on social media, the demonstrations in Portland joined similar ones around the country. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has assumed his sixth term in office at an inauguration ceremony that officials did not announce in advance. State news agency Beltra reported that the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital of Minsk with several hundred government officials, lawmakers, and media representatives present. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the official results of the August 9th election that resulted in Lukashenko's reelection. Lukashenko said it was the day of our victory, convincing and fateful. Lithuania's foreign minister, meanwhile, called the inauguration a farce, and a prominent opposition activist compared the ceremony to a, quote, gathering of thieves and refused to recognize Lukashenko as the president of the country. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea on Thursday accused North Korea of firing at a South Korean government official and burning his body, and urged the North to punish those responsible. The man was a government official who disappeared from a South Korean ship checking on potential unauthorized fishing in waters where several inter-Korean naval skirmishes have occurred. The South Korean Defense Ministry said the missing official was on North Korean shores on Tuesday afternoon, but it's still unclear how he ended up in the North and how he died. The man's disappearance and death, however, are expected to deepen already strained ties between the rivals. There are nearly 977,000 COVID-19-related deaths globally, with more than 3.8 million confirmed infections. A huge study, meanwhile, of a single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as top U.S. health officials seek to assure a skeptical public that they can trust any shots the government ultimately approves. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for a fast decision, but the Food and Drug Administration's chief pledged to a Senate committee this week that the decision will be based on science and not politics. Hopes are high that answers about at least one of several candidates could come by year's end. The one-dose contender from Johnson & Johnson will be tested in 60,000 people in the U.S. and several other countries. Foreigners holding certain types of visas and resident permits will be permitted to return to China starting next week as the threat of coronavirus continues to recede there. The new regulation lifts a months-long blanket suspension covering most foreigners apart from diplomats and those in special circumstances. Beginning Monday, foreign nationals holding valid Chinese visas and resident permits for work, personal matters and family reunions will be permitted to enter China without needing to apply for new visas. Those whose permits have expired can reapply. Returnees must undergo 2 weeks of quarantine and follow other anti-epidemic measures. Aviation industry executives now say that airline passengers want visible plastic barriers in the cabin to reinstill confidence in flying during the pandemic, saying they do not all trust industry assurances about high air quality on board. Other pandemic-related trends could include more private business class seating on narrow-body planes, adding touchless lavatory features, and permanent conversions of passenger planes to freighters. This all is according to a panel at the MRO Asia Pacific Conference, which was held online. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.